The following is provided through the IAAIS Program Share Service.
Welcome to this week's Soap Opera Digest. I'm Virginia Voice volunteer Pete Peake, reading today from the November 24th, 2025 issue of Soap Opera Digest to keep you up to date on all of your favorite characters and soap opera news. Today's first article, the tune-in alert, the bold and beautiful spoilers. There is a place for you and Will at Spencer. The bold and beautiful spoilers video for the week of November the 24th shows one family giving thanks while another deals with potential disaster. Steffi and Finn host a family gathering for Thanksgiving. Electra receives an unexpected visitor at work, and when Katie finds herself on the outs at Forrester, Bill makes her an offer he hopes she doesn't refuse. Dig in. With Luna dead and gone, at least for now, Steffi can finally relax with her family, and she happily welcomes her parents to join them at their home for a holiday meal. Happy Thanksgiving! She smiles as she addresses everyone. After they've all joined hands to say grace and voice their gratitude, young Kelly and Hayes happily exclaim in unison, "Let's eat!" Holding his kids' hands, Finn chuckles, and across the table, Ridge and Taylor smile. They've got a lot to be thankful for this year. The Visitor. Electra is hard at work on some new jewelry at Forrester when a voice calls out from the doorway. "Okay, to interrupt?" asks the young woman, holding a takeout coffee cup. Electra looks up from the tray and exclaims, "Dylan!" Electra may be feeling relieved now that Luna is finally out of her and Will's lives for good, but it looks like things aren't going to slow down for her anytime soon. "I have something to confess," Dylan admits as Electra looks at her quizzically. A New Beginning? In the Forrester Creation offices, Katie reports that the death of one of their former interns has become big news. "Luna is blowing up online," she announces. Carter and Ridge exchange glances, but Eric and Donna look at Brooke as she holds up her hand. "We're on it," she confidently declares. Taken aback, Katie mutters, "Oh," as she looks around at them. Katie has been head of PR at Forrester for quite some time, but it looks as though that era is coming to an end. But Bill assures her that he's got her back. "There is a place for you, and Will, at Spencer," he offers. Katie has recently recommitted to her relationship with Bill, but would she risk mixing business with pleasure by going to work with him as well? Let us know what you think about what's next on The Bold and Beautiful, and don't miss our First Look Spoilers Gallery for a sneak peek at what's coming up on all of the soaps. In our next story today, General Hospital spoilers. "Get him out of there, or I will," by Michelle Parkerton. Disappearing act. According to the new General Hospital spoilers video for the week of November 24th, will be an intense one at Port Charles. It all begins when Acting Police Commissioner Dante Falconeri announces that a person involved in a high-profile investigation has disappeared. "I thought you should know. Henry Dalton has gone missing," Dante shares while he's in Laura's office. Then the video flashes back to the terrified mayor finding the dead professor in the trunk of her car before showing Laura in her office, a look of absolute panic washing over her face. Will Mayor Collins confess to what she's discovered in her trunk? And might the professor's sudden MIA status impact the plan to free Rocco? The teenager is certainly concerned about spending any more time in juvie than he has to. "Do you think I'll be home for Thanksgiving?" Rocco asks during a visit with his father. Meanwhile, Sonny isn't willing to take any chances with his grandson's life. "Get him out of there," he shouts at Acting District Attorney Turner in the PCPD interrogation room. "Or I will," Will Justine, "find a way to have Rocco discharged?" Pressure cooker. The promo also teases that Portia is under some intense pressure this week. While at the Jerome Gallery, the mother-to-be seems to get some bad news from Ava. "No, no, no, what now?" Portia exclaims. Then the video moves back to Dante, who is flipping through a folder and decides that another person of interest is worth pursuing in the ongoing investigation into who shot Drew. "Maybe we should take another look at Curtis," the acting commissioner suggests to one of his associates, as the video closes out on a scene of Curtis himself, holding a glass in his hand and wearing a calculating expression. Are the Robinsons about to become the focus of the efforts to solve Congressman Kane's attempted murder? See it all for yourself in the previews. Let us know what you think is going to happen in the comments section. And be sure to check out our First Look photo gallery for a sneak peek at what's happening on all of the soaps this week, including General Hospital. In our next story today, from The Young and Restless, God, Please Let Us Find Him, by Diane Brunstein. The wedding crashers. Things are heating up in The Young and Restless spoilers for the week of November the 24th. The action opens at Christine and Danny's as Kane and Phyllis arrive. "I'd like to give a toast," Phyllis announces, while reaching for a glass of champagne. The other guests gathered at the wedding are no doubt bracing themselves for yet another dramatic outburst. Phyllis makes no secret of how she feels about the reunited couple. A search party. Sharon and Nick are in Los Angeles, searching for their son, Noah. It appears that they are close to finally finding him. "Noah, are you here? It's Dad. Come to get you," Nick yells out. The strain of the search is becoming almost too much for Sharon to bear. "God, please let us find him," Sharon says, as she prays for her son's safe return to her. Suddenly, Nick comes across something that catches his eye. "Sharon, come here. Take a look at this," he says, as he calls her over to examine what he's found. Has he finally gotten a real lead on their son? Or is this discovery only going to leave him with even more questions? Giving thanks. The scene that switches to the Abbott Mansion as one of their own returns. "Happy Thanksgiving, everybody," Ashley announces to her family, which includes Harrison, Tracy, Jack, and Diane. "Now it is," Tracy says warmly to her returning sister, while nearby, Sally, who is there with Billy, says, "Aw." Kyle smiles, and Claire does as well, both clearly moved by the moment. Jack also chimes in, adding, "Now that we're all together, it sure is." Get a sneak peek at some of the drama coming on this week on The Young and Restless, and share your own predictions of what's coming up in the comments section. And don't forget to check out our spoilers gallery for a look at what's next on all of the soaps this week for November 24th. In our next story today, the Tune and Alert. The Days of Our Lives spoilers. We thank you so much for our family, by Diane Brunstein. Good for the soul. The action in this Days of Our Lives spoilers preview for the week of November 24th begins at University Hospital, where Brady is talking with his daughter, Rachel, in the waiting area. "What are you talking about, Rachel?" he asks her. Having just regained the truth in her memory, the young girl tells her father, "Mommy didn't shoot Uncle EJ." Out of the mouth of babes, Charlotte is helping Grandma Jennifer prepare the table for their Thanksgiving holiday. "I'm going to wish for Daddy to come back home," she tells Grandma and her brother Thomas about her father Chad. Jennifer appears momentarily affected by Charlotte's words, as does Thomas. Will they reach out to the man they drove away, hoping he might come back and spend the holiday with them? "Happy Friendsgiving and to friendship," Ari says, lifting her soda to the Inspire friends Aaron, Holly, and Tate to join her in a toast. The college kids are hanging out at Tate's Grandma Marlena's townhouse. The other kids join in on Holly's toast for broad smiles gracing their faces. In Horton Town Square, Alex and Stephanie join Chanel and Johnny as they also toast and clink their glasses. Making the best of it, But not everyone can celebrate, at least not at home. Marlena is in the hospital, but that hasn't stopped her family from wanting to include her for Thanksgiving. "Since you can't come home, we thought we'd bring Thanksgiving to you," Belle tells her. The news brings a smile to Marlena's face. At the Hernandez home, Phillips joins Gabby and her family, including Rafi, Ari, Leo, and Javi, for the special holidays festivities. "And I'm thankful for the loyalty for everyone who stood by me in good times and bad." Will his words cause Gabby to confess she wasn't always so loyal? The scene then switches to the Brady Pub, where Roman is leading the evening prayer of thanks as Kate, Steve, Kayla, Stephanie, and Alex hold hands around the table. "We thank you so much for our family, our friends, and our loved ones." As the words are heard, Rachel is shown lying in a hospital bed with her brother Tate and her father Brady standing by her side. What has happened to Rachel that has left her hospitalized? In our next story today, the tune-in alert, Beyond the Gates. "Why Would You Do That?" by Diane Brunstein. Fatal Attraction, the action in the Beyond the Gates spoilers for the week of November the 24th, opens at the Fairmont Crest Country Club, where Isaiah runs into Haley, who continues eyeing him as though he would make an especially tempting snack. "Isaiah," she purrs, "what can I say? I'm a fool for love." He notices the way she looks him up and down and simply stands there, staring as she walks away. Loyalty Rewards. Elsewhere at the club, Bill runs into his employee, Thomas. "Loyalty matters a lot to me, Thomas. That's why I want to talk to you about your future at the firm," Bill tells his young associate. Thomas appears genuinely intrigued, leaving the impression that a promotion could be in the works. I Spy. Detective Marcel Malone walks into Uptown and sees Leslie sitting at a nearby table. "Hello there, pretty lady," he calls out to her. She points directly at him and says, "You are a cop." Continuing to flirt with her, Marcel asks, "Is that a problem?" Ted soon enters Uptown, spots the two of them sitting together at a table, and immediately does a double take. Eyes and Oh My! At the country club, Bill is dining with Haley, and she appears noticeably upset, apparently because she has spotted Danny at a nearby table. "You knew that your ex would be here, and you brought me here anyway," she asks, completely indignant. "Why would you do that?" she asks, as Bill looks completely flabbergasted to be questioned by her in any way at all. Fired up, at Danny's home, there is smoke billowing out of the oven in thick, rolling waves, and both Danny and Andre are rushing to put it out. "Where's the fire extinguisher?" Andre asks his new wife. "Under the sink," she tells him, as Andre can be seen jumping into action and putting out the fire, ruining whatever it was that had been cooking in there before the chaos erupted. Perhaps it was even meant to be their Thanksgiving dinner. See it all for yourself in the previews. Let us know what you think's going to happen in the comments section. And be sure to check out our spoilers gallery for a look at what's next on all the soaps this week, including Beyond the Gates. In our next story today from Soap Opera Digest, the Tune-In Alert, the episode guide for General Hospital, The Young and Restless, Days of Our Lives, Beyond the Gates, and The Bold and Beautiful for the week of November the 24th by Michelle Parkinson and Mara Levinsky. From Beyond the Gates, on Monday, November 24th, the episode of BTG, Kat received some surprising advice from Nicole that could mend more than one broken bond. Isaiah gets guidance on how he should handle holidays with the Hawthorns, and Leslie makes an unlikely connection while Thomas is put on notice regarding his future at the firm. Joey and Vanessa find a way to privately celebrate the holiday together on Tuesday, November 25th. Much to Haley's chagrin, Bill finds comfort in a Dupree tradition. Andre and Danny have a disaster on their hands, Ava finally spends a holiday with both of her parents, and the Richardson Smiths welcome a special guest. Beyond the Gates will air repeats on Wednesday, November the 26th, and Thursday, November the 27th, and will be preempted on Friday, November the 28th, for CBS sports coverage. From the Bold and Beautiful, on Monday, November the 24th, everyone reels as the news of Luna's death spreads, and Katie is shocked that she has been replaced as head of PR. Katie and Elextra grow concerned over mysterious texts on Tuesday, November the 25th, while an admission of guilt is made. It is Thanksgiving on Wednesday, November the 26th, and Ridge, Taylor, Steffi, Finn, Kelly, and Hayes feast as they go around the table saying what they are thankful for, as do Deacon, Sheila, Carter, and Daphne. The Bold and Beautiful will be preempted on Thursday, November the 27th, and on Friday, November the 28th, for CBS sports coverage. From Days of Our Lives, on Monday, November the 24th, as Sarah's life is at risk, Brady has some pointed questions for his daughter, Rachel, and her role in the situation. Aaron and Chanel have an awkward run-in on Tuesday, November the 25th, while Tate makes a confession to Ari. On Wednesday, November the 26th, Roman convinces Steve and Kayla to play a game of trivia, and Gabby and Philip have a date. The Brady family celebrates Thanksgiving at the Brady Pub on Thursday, November the 27th, and Belle has a surprise in store for Marlena. A guest is missing from the Hortons' Thanksgiving dinner on Friday, November the 28th, and the Demira Crypt is the site of a reunion. From General Hospital, on the Monday, November the 24th episode of GH, Sonny makes a grim discovery. Dante makes a promise. Laura receives a warning. Carly encounters Jocelyn, and Lucas briefs Elizabeth. A marriage proposal is issued on Tuesday, November the 25th. Elizabeth goes to bat for Willow. Michael is enraged. Nina makes an admission, and Britt is appalled. On Wednesday, November the 26th, Nathan surprises Dante. Chase and Brooklyn are stunned. Portia has a new reason to worry. Lulu wants answers, and Stella's on the warpath. GH will be preempted on Thursday, November the 27th, and Friday, November the 28th, for ABC sports coverage. From The Young and Restless, Cricket and Danny celebrate their marriage on The Young and Restless on Monday, November the 24th. Daniel collaborates with Tessa, and Phyllis makes a promise to Daniel. On Tuesday, November the 25th, Victor enlists Adam to strike back against Billy. Nick and Sharon search for Noah, and the Abbotts are serving plenty of drama for Thanksgiving. Victor keeps Nikki in the dark about Nick's problems in L.A., and on Wednesday, November the 26th, Ashley returns home for Thanksgiving, and Lily reminds the winners of the importance of family. On Thursday, November the 27th, The Young and Restless will rebroadcast the classic episode of Danny and Cricket's Hawaiian Wedding from November 16th, 1990. The Young and Restless is preempted due to CBS sports coverage on Friday, November the 28th. In our next story today, the latest, General Hospital's Lucky and Emily together again. Greg Vaughn and Natalia Livingston's Sweet Reunion by Chris Eads. A new job helped reunite soap star Greg Vaughn with an old friend. The actor recently joined the cast of Beyond the Gates, which shoots in a studio in Georgia, and just so happens to be where his former General Hospital co-star, Natalia Livingston, resides. Vaughn played Lucky Spencer on the ABC soap from 2003 to 2009, and Livingston took over the role of Emily Quartermain from 2003 to 2007, returning in 2009 for a year-long run as the character's twin sister, Rebecca Shaw. The pair also appeared on Days of Our Lives through her 2011 run as Taylor Walker before he stepped into the role of Eric Brady in 2012. Getting Lucky. quick trip to Atlanta, and spoiled with a home-cooked meal with Georgia's finest family. Vaughn shared on Instagram with a series of photos from his visit. Grateful for good food, great laughs, and some story time, and talent shows. The photos include snaps with Livingston and her husband, Dr. Matt Aldag, as well as their two children, 7-year-old Colette and 5-year-old John, nicknamed Hux. Vaughn enjoyed reading a Babysitter's Club book with the kids, and they also shared their affection for their house guests, courtesy of some whiteboards where they wrote some lovely things about their mom's old friend. "Aw," Livingston enthused in the comments. "You made our day, Greg." Coco and Hux is writing on their little boards about you say it all. "Mr. Greg is the best. Loving, caring, kind, silly, helpful. This is your home. We love you and can't wait to see you again." Lucky and Emily first became friends on GH back in 1995. At that time, the roles were played by Jonathan Jackson and Amber Tamblyn. When Emily didn't want to be adopted by Monica and Alan Quatermain after her biological mom, Paige, passed away from breast cancer, she ran away from home with Lucky to search for her aunt. But they soon returned, and Emily became part of the Quatermain clan. As the years went on, Lucky also helped Emily on numerous other occasions, such as when she was being blackmailed with fake nude photos and when she woke up next to a dead man. Shortly after Vaughn and Livingston had taken over the roles, there was a moment when Lucky admitted that he had developed romantic feelings for Emily. But she did not feel the same, and the duo shared some kisses in the grief-stricken aftermath of the presumed death of Nicholas Cassadine, Lucky's half-brother and then Emily's future husband. Thankfully, that didn't affect their friendship, which remained strong right up until Emily was tragically murdered in 2007. In our next story today, the Young and Restless's Trisha Cash dishes return as Nina, and confrontation with Kane over Chance, an exclusive, by Marla Levinsky. The remarriage of Christine Cricket Blair and Danny Romolotti is slated to take place on The Young and Restless on Friday, November the 21st and Monday, November 24th. And the daytime Emmy winner Trisha Cast is returning as Nina Webster for both episodes of The Splashy Nuptials. The Nashville-based actress spoke exclusively with Soap Opera Digest about her Genoa City comeback and the long-awaited confrontation Nina will have while she's in town. You Can Go Home Again. Cast, whose Young and Restless roots date all the way back to 1986, agrees that it would have been unthinkable for Nina not to be on hand for bestie Christine's latest walk down the aisle. After all, she served as her maid or matron of honor at all three of her prior nuptials. Nina's participation in this week's ceremony was locked down when the show's casting department reached out to check on her schedule. At the time, Cass didn't know what the Young and Restless had in mind for Nina and recalls the actress, they said, "Are you available?" And I thought, "Okay, so what's going on?" And then I said to Laura Lee, "It looks like I've got a day of taping." "What's up?" she said. "Uh-oh, Cricket and Danny are getting married." The news came as quite a shock to Cast. "I just about fell over in my chair," she reports. "I've always thought that this should be a thing that Danny and Cricket should probably reunite and get back together, and that would be a wonderful thing, but you never know what's going to happen. And I don't really pay attention to the show all that much, so I didn't know what was going on." And so when she said they were getting married, I was like, "How wonderful." I was just so excited about it and so happy that they had found Nina to be an indispensable part of the party. And just so thrilled to be getting on a plane and going to play with my friends. The actress has fond memories of getting on a different plane and flying out to Hawaii with cast and crew to film Danny and Cricket's original wedding back in 1990. "I think it was in October that we were there, which is just a beautiful season there in Maui," she notes. "I remember the flowers that they did for the wedding were outstanding, And I remember this very cute dress that I wore. I loved it. And I remember getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning so that we could be ready for a sunshine taping. And I remember having a lot of fun at night too, after we wrapped. We put the hurt on some tequila, but we had a very good time. It was magic. While this wedding was shot inside the studio, it was also a blast for Cass to be part of, starting with walking through the doors of her old workplace, arriving there and feeling like I'm at home. It gives me a feeling of being part of something that is a little bit bigger than me, she says, and I can contribute here so that it's kind of the feeling I get when I arrive there. Memories come back, maybe like if you went back to your college campus or something like that, you know. It's like, yeah, man, I remember this. I ruled here. I guess the biggest, most distinctive memory I have from those couple of days that I spent there just now, Cass continue, is being on in the same room and on stage with all of those very talented people, pulling together to make a show that is going to last the test of time. It was a really good couple of shows, and I'm very proud to have been part of it. From the offices upstairs to the stage to the makeup and hair, everybody was pulling together and putting all they have into making these wonderful shows. It was done with an extra bit of special love. There was a special feeling about it, and it was really a good feeling to be around that some sort of professionalism and creative genius. However, she chuckles, there was a lot less tequila involved in this taping than the one from 25 years ago. Way less, she confirms. We can't handle our liquor like we used to, and I think there was a drop of champagne instead. Just a half a glass after everything was all over. We're much more sophisticated now. Making her trip to Los Angeles even more fun was that, as she has done on previous visits, she was hosted by her longtime co-star and friend, Laura Lee Bell. She put me up, and I'm very happy for it, reports Case. We drove to work together, and it was like a sleepover. In the storyline, Nina is, of course, there to support her dear friend Christine as she and Danny make their love official once again, and has no reservations about whether her pal's marriage can go the distance this time. Nina was there maybe a year ago, or something like that, when they were just sort of starting to get back together. And Nina was all for it, Cass reminds, so she was pushing for this, I think. A chance encounter. As happy an occasion as the wedding is, there is a pall hanging over Nina, as fans of the show are all too aware. The character's son, Chance, was killed in Nice, France in July, taking his last breaths in the arms of Kane Ashby, after he was shot by Kane's assistant, Carter. The actress reveals that she found out about Chance's demise from an unusual source. I heard about it from a waiter, she says. I was at a steak joint in Nashville, and he goes, oh, they killed your son. I said, no, of course they didn't. He's fine. He goes, no, they really did, and so I had to look it up. When she got confirmation on the tragic twist online, I was just floored, she recalls. So when they did call me to say they were bringing me back for this wedding, I was like, oh, they've got to address this. Cast was not disappointed. Luckily, they did a really nice job of addressing it, she declares, of what will unfold over the course of Nina's time in Genoa City. And I'm happy for the people who care about this to see these scenes because I think they were written and delivered by all with the care that they deserve. I don't think Nina could leave town without having her say, she assessed. For her part, she walked away a fan of Billy Flynn's. What a wonderful actor, she praises. It was really, really nice to go on that stage, and everyone is so prepared and good, just flat out talented. And I'm so pleased and privileged to be part of it. Thank you for joining me today for Soap Opera Digest. I'm Pete Peake for the Virginia Voice. This program is also available on demand at www.virginiavoice.org.